Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, it's the Instant Match Reaction. We've had like a month of being really happy and upbeat about everything. You know, 3 weeks of that was international break, of course. But yeah, Liverpool's three-game winning streak comes crashing to an end with a 3-1 defeat to Real Madrid away from home in the first leg of the Champions League quarterfinals. And Paul Mach and Ben Kelly foolishly agreed to do the show with me.
Is that what we're calling it? Is a three-game winning streak a streak now for
yeah,
us?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, it's but it's not.
Do you remember when we'd go on 18, 19 game winning streaks?
It's mad. No, it's like, yeah, genuinely can't remember what it felt like anymore. It must have felt brilliant, though, I imagine. Yeah, it's. I don't really know truly where to start on that, Ben. Rather than succumb to all to superb optimism or maybe false optimism at this point in time, I think that the time for that will probably be next Wednesday when Liverpool take to the field and hopefully play better than they did tonight. I think what was the most pleasing thing, there were two pleasing things on the night. We scored an away goal and Jurgen Klopp saw it how I saw it in going by his post-match interview. And the way he described it, I thought was spot on. Was like, you've got to earn the right to be in a Champions League semi-final, and we didn't with the way we played. We were terrible in that first half.
We were awful. I was so surprised. I think they were maybe a lot better than we thought we were going to. I don't know why, because they're fucking Real Madrid. But I think they were. I think we got caught a little bit. We were a little bit startled. They came out a lot faster and pressed us a lot harder. And they play some really good football.
Yeah.
And I think that caught us by surprise a little bit. I think we expected to have a little bit more of the ball. I mean, we couldn't keep hold of it. But I think we expected to maybe be given a little bit more time on the ball when we had it and in general have a bit more possession. And we looked a bit rabbit in headlights.
Yeah.
And then suddenly we're 1-0 down. And, you know, you the game's starting to get away from you. And it was all... It was all very erratic. The midfield, I mean, they were just awful in that first half. And I don't feel like, to be honest, it got much better in the second for the majority of it. I think Wijnaldum, to be honest, was poor throughout. You know, just couldn't make a five-yard pass, giving it away all the time. I thought Fabinho, you know, having played so well against Arsenal on Saturday, what a dip. And it's a shame, because I think the problem with that is that so much of what we do at the moment relies on Fabinho playing well, because when he doesn't play well, the centre-backs are kind of showing up for what they are.
Yeah.
And I thought that was apparent tonight.
The midfield was so odd. It was just, I mean, some of it was just, I think, how Real Madrid set up. You know, because it's about this idea of a midfield battle. There was no battle. It was like Real Madrid played in a different part of the pitch to us, mm-hmm. and we weren't there. It was mad. And when we had the ball, they were in the way of the things that we were trying to do. They were very tactically astute, but it was completely undermined. And I'll never know whether it was a masterclass from Real Madrid, because Liverpool were atrocious. Like their inability to, like, Jota was again. It's easy to say this in hindsight, because Jota and Keita Keita will get all the criticism because he's the one that Klopp hooks, and he made it perfectly clear. He was a bit embarrassed by it because I don't think he likes to cause drama, but he's hooked Naby Keita in a Champions League quarter final before half time. Mm-hmm. That is a big move. But he said himself, I could have done a load. And I get the impression he was so angry with how they performed that because he says, like, I could have done more. I'm glad I didn't. So it makes me wonder whether he almost made Naby Keita a bit of a scapegoat. Because I said, Jota was crap in that first half. Gini Wijnaldum couldn't pass it to a red shirt. Fabinho couldn't pass it to a red shirt. Robertson, Mazatan, he threw the ball out of play from a throw-in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The amount of times we played the ball down the line and played it straight out of play. Trent obviously has that catastrophic back header back for the goal, which is just a mad moment. We're not switched on enough. Everyone was crap. This is my back. I go through the whole team. Yeah. Case is probably a little unfairly cooked in some regard. It's for reasons that I don't truly understand. Tactical reasons. Because he was one of the limited bright sparks going the other way. Mm. But yeah, he's been made the fall guy for, I think, a lot of really bad performances in that first half.
I think it was probably down to, I think Klopp probably just has more trust in Fabinho and Wijnaldum at that point. I mean, you know, as I said, at that point, the game's getting away for us. We're 2-0 down. Could have easily been 3 by half-time. There was another couple of opportunities that they put away.
Yeah.
So I don't think at that point, Wijnaldum's the captain and you're not taking Fabinho off. So if you want to make a change and bring somebody on like Thiago, who's not, obviously, he's creative in different ways, but also I do think he's a little bit more maybe assured on the ball. You know, he doesn't like to dribble with it and drive with it as much.
He's been there and done it. He's played at the highest level. He's the biggest team.
Look, it was a bit of a gamble to put Keita into the team tonight, and I thought it was a positive thing. We were all quite happy when the team came out. Maybe it wasn't quite the game. You know, he was still coming. He's still coming back a little bit from an injury.
Yeah,
you know?
it's probably. Yeah, you're right. I don't want to fall into like this revisionist shit where, if the people are genuinely weren't excited by that team, then cool, you were vindicated. Good on you, big gold star. Stick it up your ass. You know what I mean? Whatever he's asked. You know what I mean? But the point is that I was happy with the starting 11. Jota was really good. He's been really good since he come back. He's been firing. So no problem with him starting ahead of Bobby Firmino. And I've got no problem with Keita coming in because it's the point of having a squad. We're trying to get through the Champions League and also keep the things going in the Premier League as well. It went well with, you know, we managed that. We beat Leipzig 2-0. We beat Wolves. We have the break. We come back, we beat Arsenal. It finally feels like it's ticking over. But this is what it boils down to again. I don't think there was anything inherently wrong with the team selection, but everyone just played crap.
Yeah.
And that undermines everything that you're trying to do. And it means you've got a mountain to climb. And I thought we were fine in the second half. You know, I think they're still Real Madrid. They're still going to cause problems. We at least played like...
A team who deserve to be there.
No, exactly. I could understand. I understood what we were doing in the second half. You know, we were playing a bit more centrally. We were engineering situations with the ball. We weren't just smacking it into channels and hoping people would do something with it, aimlessly trying to create counter-attacking situations that didn't exist. We were pushing up the pitch. And some of that is because Real Madrid are not going to go gung-ho at 2-0 up. They don't need to throw the game away. So they were naturally going to give us a bit more of the ball. But we were better. We crafted some opportunities, decent situations. We get the goal back, which is all encouraging things. But yeah, it's just we're left with another. We need a magic night at Anfield, except
it's not Anfield. It's not the same.
Yeah.
I think you've got to give a lot of credit to Zidane and the way he set up. Because again, I think, as I said before, they caught us a little bit by surprise by being that intense, I think, in the first 20 minutes. I think their game plan was get a goal in the first 20 minutes, half an hour, and obviously it worked. It worked well. It was very apparent early on that Vinicius was going to cause the problem.
Yeah.
There was a passage of play very early on in the game. Benzema had the ball and Trent had been caught a little bit high up the pitch, and Vinicius straight away is occupying that space between the centre back and Trent. And I think in that instance, Benzema can't quite play the ball through, or doesn't play the ball through. He's got it back to goal or whatever, but the pass was on, and it was a very, very early warning sign, and that time it didn't come off. And then obviously the goal, Vinicius comes from so deep. And I think Phillips... It's difficult because it's a really, really good ball, but he doesn't read it great. So he should be 5 yards deeper.
Yeah.
And also Trent should probably be tighter because, again, he comes from so deep and gets a run on both of them.
It's just that, again, it's part... it's wonderful craft from Tony Cruz. It's a phenomenal take, you know, bring down, you know, the touch from Vinicius. You can't take that away from them, but you'll never, these are the intangibles of our centre back situation, is we'll never know how Virgil van Dijk would have dealt with that, or how Joe Gomez or Matip or whatever deal with that. You know, we'll never be able to swap them out for that situation and see if they just sort it. My suspicion is they would have just dealt with that a little bit better positionally, or pace, or just, you know, overall, whatever. But it's a tough one to say. But the point is, and that, again, I think Jürgen called it right, that's a brilliant execution in that. It happens. You can make a mistake that costs you a goal. Like Trent said, it's just a moment of stupidity. I kind of get he's just trying to head it square, but he gets it wrong, and he heads it right into the path of Asensio, and that's lunacy when it goes that way. It doesn't help, given all this mad narrative around him at the moment. So, like, somehow he's no longer the best right back in world football all of a sudden, and now it's like you've got people saying mad things like, oh, you know, he shouldn't be playing right back and blah blah blah. It's crap, you know. But we all reach for things whenever things aren't going right. We've created a football analysis and mainstream media have created this over-analysis negativity culture around footy, where everything's got to be a massive problem, or someone's got to be hung out to dry. You've always got to have someone nailed to a cross for every time things go wrong. You know, there's no point singling individuals out, again, which is why it's sad about the Keita thing, because he will be. Liverpool were just shite tonight.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
But at least it's possible. And that's the thing about the goal, is it's a 2-0 winner. It's a 2-0 win at Anfield. If we play like we did in the first half, we won't do it. But that's footy. If you play shite, you don't win football matches.
Yeah.
If you play good, you win football matches, and you've got a chance of winning things.
We were 20 times better than that in the New Camp and lost 3-0.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, we're going to come back and turn it around and do all that. But, you know, we all walked away from that game against Barcelona in the first leg going, not getting away goals screwed us there.
I completely agree on that. So obviously we're not going the game this time around. But I went to Anfield, Barcelona, going, I'm going because it's my responsibility to go. I'm privileged. I've got a ticket. I'm going to go and I'm going to support my team because I love my team. And you know, I've gone to Spain. I've gone to the new camp. I'm going to go to Anfield. I'm going to go and see the coach greet. I'm going to do all those things. I don't feel like that for this. Real Madrid were good. The weekend's going to be quite telling for all this. What do we do for Aston Villa? They've got El Clasico, so they've got a massive knockdown, drag-out title to side, a potential match to play at the weekend as well. And we've got we can't play any worse than we played in that first half. We might play that bad again, but we can't play any worse. So while it remains possible, while we're in it, have a degree of positivity over it. We've got a few super chats before we get on. Carl G, 1997, says, I think Keita's Liverpool career is over now. Yeah, it's hard to make a case of defence. I mean, it will feel that way. I don't think Jurgen Klopp ever really feels that way. He loves a good redemption story. The encouraging thing about Keita was he didn't go off injured. Like, if he that sounds stupid.
It'll cross your mind on comms, won't it?
I said it.
Yeah,
I absolutely said it. I said he's coming off. I think it's tactical, but there's a good chance he's injured. In some regard, I'm glad it's tactical, not injury, because I know he's a good player. But what my uncertainty is whether he can be fit enough. We've seen it happen plenty of times. Dejan Lovren would never have played a game for us after that Tottenham nightmare. Just prior to us signing Virgil van Dijk, you know, he was one of the worst defensive performances I've ever seen. Harry Kane absolutely has him on toast all day long. He battered us, and then we never. Jurgen Klopp goes no go again.
Yeah.
And he plays again, and he's brilliant from then on until inevitably makes another mistake much further down the line. But yeah, it's the thing. AS says we miss Hendo.
I was just going to bring this up. I wanted to bring this up while we were talking about the midfield before, because I think it's interesting. You know, it did feel a little bit disappointing that we're 3 years removed from Kiev and we're still having our midfield over-dominated by Kroos and Modric as we did in Kiev three years ago. But I do wonder tonight, simply by having the energy of Henderson, how much of a difference that would have made. And maybe that's what Kate, maybe that was half the thinking behind Keita. Maybe that was something around the fact that, you know, we would have been able to close down and stuff. But
our tactical plan was to go and take the game to Real Madrid. Look at the players we had.
Yeah.
We sacrificed Bobby, who does, you know, because, you know, we... And in hindsight, Bobby and Thiago, and I thought, it's stupid, it's easy to say this now, isn't it? But I felt this before Arsenal when I was talking about that I thought Bobby starting was, and I never thought Keita would be in consideration for either of those games, to be fair. But I think it was a race to who got set first, and Real Madrid got set first, and then once they were set, we didn't have our gnarly players in to rest the game back into our control in the same way. We wanted Keita on there to be running forward. And when he ran forward, we looked dangerous. Mm. You know, we looked more of a threat for it. And the same with Jota. We wanted Jota to be this more front foot, more counter, more buzzing around, more energy. But look at how they played. They played like the best version of Liverpool play. They make the pitch massive. They've got like creative guys in midfield who can pull the strings. They do big switches. They have pace from the wide areas. The cut inside gets close. Benzema floating around, linking everything and all that kind of stuff. And they just, it was the game plan was right until the point that I just don't think we anticipated Real Madrid to start the same way.
I was just going to say, I think the game plan was right for the Real Madrid that we expected to show up. I think the way that they came out all guns blazing, it's credit to them, because I thought they were excellent. I thought, you know, as much as we played badly in that first half, I thought they were just better than us in every department by their own merit. Just not necessarily because we played badly. I just think they were I suppose we didn't test them very much because they didn't have a fucking shot in that first half. Mm-hmm. But the way that they dominated the midfield, that those long balls that they were playing, those kind of quarterback ball style balls, they handed us a bit of a lesson. We were a bit embarrassed in that first half, and Klopp would have been embarrassed. Again, as you know, I said before, we looked like a team who didn't quite deserve to be there. We were a little bit maybe overawed by the fact that we're playing Real Madrid. It was a bit strange.
Yeah, and it's mad because, it just boils down to it. There were players who were much better than that, and they played. And again, Fabinho's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
And he couldn't complete a 5-yard pass. And the same was true for Gini Wijnaldum. And the same was true for, you know, and like, we're not really talking too much about Mane. We'll do that on the Final Word Show tomorrow. But, you know, he badly looks like he needs a rest at this point. But yeah, again, if Liverpool had just fucking turned up, and this is nothing to do with game plans or whatever, we were just so far off it. Yeah, and we do that periodically, you know. I think like Watford away, you know, last season was like that, where we were just crap. You know what I mean? Like, just like inexplicably crap. It's like, how can you be this good and then not be able to do really basic things? Fulham away this season, we were like that as well, where we just couldn't get it. In fact, we were much worse against Fulham than we were in this game. Like, didn't get a sniff. Fulham battered us in that first half. It's a shame, really. Look, Matthew Lee with the Super Chat says, honestly so disappointed, shocked by Keita's decision. Bobby proved why he's so important. Can't give them that give them time in that position. We go again. It is one of them, isn't it, really? Unfortunately, it's an annoying situation for Liverpool to be in, very much so. Joshua with the Super Chat saying, not going to be down while there's still a chance. I'm ready for round two. Let's go, Reds. I love that, mate. And look, again, I'm not really ready to give it the bifters on optimism and all that, but the point is, and I will quote myself from half-time in Istanbul in the walkabout, having been on the ale since 12 o'clock, and my words were, if they can score three, we can score three. Now, that sounded ludicrous at the time, by the way, and it doesn't mean that it's going to happen, but the simple fact of the matter is there's 90 minutes of football to be played. You can get at them, you can do. We just need to not be shit. And if we can not be shit and we can pour everything into that game, there's still a chance because there's still football to be played.
There's another super chat there. I think we've missed one. LFC Buckley, £5. We have heard what the results mean, and to the players, I wish we could sing what it means to us at Anfield and to give them a lift up the red. YNWA. I mean, yeah, I get just about what he's saying.
You know what the good thing is on this, by the way? The boozers are back open from next week. Now, it doesn't mean we're in the ground, but, you know, if you're talking about the stage being set for a fucking boss night, Liverpool, Real Madrid, Beer Garden, next Wednesday evening. It's got a big occasion written all over it. We might have some interesting stuff coming up around that as well. Keep you posted. But there's going to be a few venues around Liverpool open for that. So if you want to get out and you want to support your local pubs, don't go to a Wetherspoons, by the way. Check out a local independent trader and see if you can give them some support in and around your area. And if you're abroad, whatever, just do what you got to do. That's cool. We've been in deeper holes and dug ourselves out before. Liverpool do magic things in the European Cup, so don't write us off just yet. And if you prepare, if you don't think it's possible, that's cool. But yeah, you're not allowed to celebrate when we do it. That's the rules, right? Anyway, look, thank you so much for tuning in for the Insta Match Reaction. We're doing the final word tomorrow. It is my blessing and often my curse to have to do hours and hours and hours of Liverpool content. When it's boss and everyone's smiling, it's great. When it's tough, we're here regardless. So if you need a little bit of help and support to get over that, we've got you covered, not just in talking about the matches and building up to them. We've also got a whole host of documentaries, features and interviews as well streaming right now on our Liverpool streaming platform, theredmentv.com. So do go and check that out if you want to get back involved with that. It's a perfect time, loads of additional content that doesn't focus on the current Liverpool team or their plight, loads of stuff about successes in previous eras, and amazing footballers have done amazing things. Go and check that out, and that'll be amazing and much appreciated from us. Anyway, thank you to Ben, thank you to you guys. Try your best to keep your heads up. It is only half time, plenty of football still to come. Hey everyone, what's happening? We've got an amazing competition for you guys right now. You can be in with the chance of winning this exclusive Liverpool pin badge set. All you've got to do is go over and sign up or upgrade your subscription to Club Legend over on theredmentv.com, which is our Liverpool streaming service platform. Not only that, will you also get access to an incredible suite of Liverpool content, post-match stuff, news, subscription shows of us based in the studio, but not just that as well, documentaries, series, features, and interviews with Liverpool legends, past and present. It's basically like Netflix for Liverpool fans. And if you sign up a Club Legend, you get a bunch of perks as well, free merchandise, discounts on a whole host of things. And yes, you're entered into monthly prize draws. And this month, that is that incredible pin badge set. So go over to theredmentv.com right now, sign up, and get involved.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.